Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the News Bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: political parties laud ECZ transparency ahead of Kasama mayoral by-election. Government satisfied with 28.3 million NAIS project in southern province. And in international news, China places highest ranking general under investigation.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Opposition political parties participating in the Kasama mayoral by-election slated for January 29 have expressed satisfaction with the Electoral Commission of Zambia's level of transparency following their verification of ballot papers conducted today. Speaking shortly after the verification process in Lusaka, Forum for Democracy and Development Deputy Secretary General George Piri has commended the ECZ for its continued demonstration of transparency and urged the Commission to maintain regular engagement with stakeholders whenever disputes arise. And Citizens First Party Secretary General Vincent Chintu, Socialist Party member of the Central Committee Modi Chisha, and ruling UPND representative Sitali Litango also expressed satisfaction with the process. A total of six political parties are participating in the Kasama mayoral by-election, with campaigns currently underway.
Stefan from Socialist Party. We are here at the Electoral Commission of Zambia doing the ballot paper verification. And so far, the verification is successfully done, very transparent.
I'm the Secretary General for Citizens First. We came here to verify the ballot, and I'm very happy that it is very transparent so far. I'm the Deputy National Secretary for FDD. As a party, as a stakeholder to the electoral process in Zambia, we are very happy that ECZ has continued to exhibit traits of transparency. For ECZ, we say keep it up.
Presenting the United Party for National Development. Let me make mention one thing here, that the process has been very well transparent. For now, I would like to thank the Electoral Commission of Zambia.
The government has expressed satisfaction with the progress made on the ongoing construction works at the National Artificial Insemination Services Center in Mazabuka District, Southern Province. The 28.3 million kwacha NAIS project, being implemented by Longo Investment Limited, comprises a laboratory, office block, a semen collection facility, animal house, a sterilization building, guard house, and related external works to be completed in 9 months. Speaking after assessing the works, Fisheries and Livestock Minister Peter Kapala said the inspection exercise was part of government's efforts to track progress on strategic livestock infrastructure aimed at accelerating herd growth, boosting productivity, and strengthening national food security. He said the intervention supports President Hakainde Hichilema's vision and targets to increase Zambia's national capital population to 7.4 million by 2027. And Department of Livestock Development Assistant Director Mwambilwa Kabemba has noted that once completed, the NAIS Center is expected to improve semen production, storage, and distribution nationwide. Meanwhile, Zambia Institute of Animal Health Principal Dr. Kaluba Chibango said the institution stands ready to collaborate with the ministry in training skilled extension officers to support livestock development and the Presidential Beef Exports Initiative. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock Principal Public Relations Officer Benny Munyama. UPND Deputy Spokesperson Elvis Nkandu says the ruling party will not be distracted and will continue working hard to fulfill the promises it made to the Zambian people. Speaking to Hot FM News, Mr. Nkandu said the UPND understands its mandate and will remain focused on delivering its responsibilities as the party in government. He has assured citizens that the UPND will continue to work diligently to meet the expectations of Zambians. Mr. Nkandu further said victory in the August general election is assured, noting that citizens are able to assess the party's performance.
You know, there's a lot that this government has done. So I think for us, it's eyes on the ball. We'll continue in this same trajectory that we are in because we understand what is supposed to be done and what we are supposed to deliver to the people of Zambia. And we are going to continue in that manner. So all we need to do is to work very hard, continue in this same trajectory of delivering on the promises that we had promised our people. And I believe that come 2026, it will be a different, thing.
The Ministry of Labour and Social Security has reaffirmed its commitment to upholding integrity, professionalism and transparency in all its operations, stating that it does not condone corruption in any form. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Mark Andawa says the ministry has noted the arrest of an assistant labor officer identified as Doughty Jalandi by the Anti-Corruption Commission, allegations of soliciting a bribe from Chi Metals Limited. In a statement, Ms. Ndawa said it is alleged that between 1st and 31st October 2023, Mr. Jalandi, while acting in his capacity as a public officer, solicited a cash gratification of 10,000 kwacha from Chi Metals Limited, a manganese processing plant, as an inducement or reward to protect the company from sanctions by the Office of the Labour Commissioner. She further said the ministry will fully cooperate with the ACC in its ongoing investigations. Ms. Ndawa has added that the ministry has since taken administrative action by suspending the officer to pave the way for investigations in line with the disciplinary code of conduct to uphold accountability and safeguard public trust.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Lusaka Securities Exchange says most small and medium enterprises in the country are not market ready due to the absence of strong corporate governance systems required to enter the exchange market. In an interview, Luce Chief Executive Officer Nicolas Cavasso said this remains the biggest hindrance preventing SMEs from participating in the sector. Mr. Cavasso has urged SMEs to put their structures in order and consider listing on the exchange as a source of sustainable financing and capital. He said this would enhance business sustainability and support the growth of the SME sector.
Biggest hindrance that we have seen on SMEs to participate has been their market readiness. Most of the SMEs are actually not market ready, and from the conversations that we've been picking up, even with some of those are prospective, is a need for them to be able to put their house in order. A lot of them do not have proper corporate governance, that basically is a key component for them to be able to come to market. So for the many that we've been talking to, it has actually been not being ready for the market, primarily because they're not yet well governed in terms of corporate governance, which is the biggest piece that we look at in terms of companies coming to raise money on the Luce. So we are actually working with a lot of these SMEs to be able to raise them.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
China's defense ministry says it has opened an investigation into the country's highest-ranking general over grave violations of discipline and the law. The ministry gave no further details about accusations against General Zhang Yusha, who was widely been seen as President Xi Jinping's closest military ally. However, in China, the accusation of wrongdoing is usually a euphemism for corruption. In its announcement, the ministry said the